Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
Yeah.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you? My name is Mark, and I'm Dylan's father. He's in your sixth grade class.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Well, it's nice to meet you, first of all.
Yeah, you too.
Well, I'm calling because I wanted to say how thankful I am that you're Dylan's teacher. He just thinks you're the greatest, and
Oh gosh, thank you. Thank you very much.
he's learning a lot so far. So first of all, thank you for that.
Well, you're so welcome. He's
Yeah.
a really great kid.
Well, especially when you teach the class about health. I've seen the homework and there are some things on there that I didn't even know.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think everyone learns something in those classes. Absolutely.
So I kind of have a request and it's a little embarrassing.
Okay.
All right.
What
So
you got?
here goes. I have a date tomorrow night with another single parent from school, and already things are kind of getting hot and heavy over text message.
Okay.
And I'll just come out with it. I've never kissed anyone before. Man, woman, nothing. Never kissed anyone, anything.
I'm sorry, does this somehow relate to Dylan and something about my class or
Well,
health?
yes, something about your class, definitely. Because,
Okay.
you're the health teacher, and from Dylan's homework, I know that you know a lot about reproductive systems. A lot.
I guess you know the basics. I'm
Yeah.
confident in my teaching, but
So I guess what I'm getting at is you must know a lot about kissing too.
I just really want to make sure, is this conversation pertaining to something in my curriculum, something I need to be doing differently?
Something that you have knowledge on, definitely. So, for example, I've heard from kids these days, like Dylan and his friends, that the tongue can do wondrous things. So I'm asking if you think I should lead with the tongue if things are going well, or maybe not.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I'm just a little thrown off here. No one has asked me that question before.
Oh, so it looks like I'm giving you a little bit of a challenge today, too.
Yeah, that is something.
Yeah, because the thing is, I don't want her to be disappointed, and I don't want to have any regrets either. Like, if I just peck her on the lips and don't go for the full tongue kiss, maybe I'm not manly enough and I should have tried the tongue, you know?
Okay, I just want to stop you real quick. Asking advice
Oh,
about kissing
but
on a date.
I know you have so much knowledge in this department, and you're the only person I can think of to ask. So let's say if I do go with the tongue, right? Do I do quarter tongue, half tongue, full tongue?
What are you,
Sort of,
quarter tongue, half tongue, full tongue? What?
yeah, which tongue?
No, all tongue. I
No
don't know.
tongue? All tongue?
Sir, this is it's a case by case thing. It's very.
Oh, okay. She has a smaller mouth. Is that what you need to know?
No, I don't need to know actually any of this.
Because seeing as she has a smaller mouth, if I give her the full tongue, it could block her airway or something, right? Oh, I would hate that.
I'm sorry, you're worried about blocking an airway for your date who has a small mouth.
Yeah.
You're worried about your tongue, and
Good point. Good point. See, this is why I called you, because you are a really good teacher.
I don't discuss tongue with anyone, with my students' parents.
You
This is
know, I watched a YouTube video the other day where this guy practiced on a watermelon, but that seemed weird to me. So I tried tongue in a grapefruit, and my tongue got all numb and really kind of fruity, you know? Yeah.
Oh dear.
What
Yeah,
do you practice on?
I'm not going to advise you with any physical produce rehearsals.
Oh, no produce. I should be using steak because that feels more like a face. Is that what you're
Oh,
saying?
you know, Mark, I just realized I've got to get to a parent teacher conference. Okay,
Oh,
so I
okay.
need to wrap this up.
Understandable. I know you've got stuff to do.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So best of luck with
Well, no,
everything.
how about this? I'll just draw out a couple diagrams of what I think might happen, and then we can sit down. You know, parent teacher conference, I'll schedule one, and then you can look at my notes and we can kind of talk about it.
You know, I am honestly booked up the rest of the school year, so
Oh.
I do apologize. I'm going to wish you luck and just say thank you for calling.
Okay.
And that's that.
All right. Well, I'll let you know this is a prank phone call now then.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's going on?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your brother Mark set you up.
Oh my God.
He told me that you have some strange parents in your class and he wanted me to play a joke on you.
Well, you were successful.
Although, what do you think of the quarter tongue halftime thing?
I didn't know what to say.
Well, if you didn't know what to say to that, wait till you see the pictures I drew. I've got those all ready for you.